When Saddam Hussein's regime was toppled, thousands of members of his Ba'ath Party were forced from power, too. These officials had run the country from security to education to the justice system. With the handover of power to Iraqis complete, many of these people are being brought back. We've invited two Middle East experts to talk about the policy of de-Ba'athification and how the reemergence of former Ba'athists will affect the political structure in Iraq. Bathsheba Crocker is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. We'll hear first from Phoebe Marr, the author of The Modern History of Iraq.
There's a problem here. We have to recognize there were no really good solutions. Ba'athists, as a party, ran Iraq, but they did have competence. So in getting rid of them, you got rid of much of the competence as well as some of the bad aspects of the party. That left a big hole in administration. So there has been a recognition of this and a reversion to bringing back some, but of course not all of the Ba'ath.
I gather that it's the very top levels are still being kept out, but also are they the most expert? Does that follow?
Well, this is Bathsheba Crocker. I think that in some cases, these were people who made the deliberate decision to be in the Ba'ath Party. In other cases, they were people who were almost forced into it in the sense that in order to get certain things like educational benefits for your children, pensions, and other things, you had to be a member of the Ba'ath Party under Saddam. So certainly in the case of the higher-ups, in some cases, that is the kind of expertise that has been missing.
How, though, do you tell the good Ba'athists, if you will, from the bad Ba'athists?
One of the things that needs to be done here is good vetting committees, because indeed it may be personal. It may not just be somebody at a certain level.
Well, will the Iraqis be better at this than the Americans have been?
In some ways, the Iraqis will be, in the sense that the Iraqis probably know who was good and who was bad. But of course, this is always a very delicate exercise, and it's something that we faced in many other of these post-conflict situations, going back to the denazification effort in World War II. One of the things that people have criticized about the way the de-Ba'athification exercise was run was that, at least until quite recently, it was being run by Ahmed Chalabi. And there are some indications that, of course, he had some very personal interests in who would be allowed back in and who would be kicked out.
Ahmed Chalabi, just a reminder, was of course a favorite of the Pentagon for a long time and now tainted in the eyes of the American government.
That's correct.
Has de-Ba'athification fallen most heavily on the Sunni population since under Saddam the Sunnis were the favorites and there have been more Ba'athists among them?
Well, de-Ba'athification certainly affected the Sunni population much more widely than it did the Kurds or the Shiites in Iraq. Some of what is probably going on here in this mid-course correction we're seeing is an attempt to address the problem of Sunni marginalization and find some way to try to bring the Sunnis back into the fold and mainstream them in the political process somewhat.
I would like to say we shouldn't dismiss entirely the fact that the Ba'ath Party, as it evolved under Saddam, did develop a sense of entitlement, of authoritarianism that does sort of like the ex-Communist Party in the Soviet system. There's no reason why those people can't be reintegrated and will certainly want to be integrated into a new Iraq. We also have to keep in mind that this is a little bit controversial, particularly among those who were left out, like the Kurds and the Shia. So it has to be handled delicately and judiciously.
Let me ask you this. How do the Shiites and the Kurds, how are they reacting to a softening of the de-Ba'athification process?
Many of them would agree with this because the security situation is so serious and the government hasn't gotten its legs yet. So I think even they recognize that they need competent administrators. And it's their country, and ultimately they're going to have to reconcile various factions.
And Renee, I think it might be that certain people are brought back in and they turn out to have been people with incredibly bad records under Saddam, and then you may have to push them out again. And I think we should expect to see this be a little bit of a messy process.
Bathsheba Crocker is a fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Phoebe Marr is a Mideast analyst and author of The Modern History of Iraq. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.